This is the MIA Podcast, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, a Texas Radio 1 podcast. So put your big boy pants on, grab a frosty beverage, and get ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm not Johnny Cash, and this is MIA. That's right, folks. Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. I am here with Mudbug.
I'm here, Mudbug.
And Jimmy E.
Present.
The Big Plush.
Big Plush.
The Big Plush. Or the Big Cluck. Big
Cluck. Colonel. I thought it was Captain Cluck.
Captain Cluck.
Yeah. Captain Cluck.
So you're not a colonel, you're a captain.
But I do want to apologize for all those folks who were looking for us last week.
Yeah.
And didn't get to experience the Music, Idiots, and Alcohol of the hurricane.
We were kind of living in the third world type country type
thing. Yeah, we're really sorry that y'all missed all of our greatness.
What was it? I know somebody out there is going, oh, these guys and their first world problems.
Yeah.
We were without electricity.
No. Wait.
I say okay. We. When I say we, I mean me.
You. Yes.
And Jimmy.
Yes. We were without power for several days.
Dude, I struggled for those 6 hours.
Mudbug had power back in 6 hours, folks. 6 hours.
Because he lives in a subdivision with the big houses.
Because I'm going to heaven. So y'all
know. Wait, we're going to do a little broadcast here real quick. It's like, Mudbug, so how did you feel during the hurricane?
Man, it was horrible.
Tell us about it. Tell us about it.
It was until the storm ended, and then.
What was your take on the eye of the hurricane?
I heard a lot of noise, and then
power went out.
I was like, oh, man.
Did you even look out the window?
I did for a second, yes.
For a second.
Well, because I was afraid.
And then he went back to sleep.
And he went back to sleep.
The whole back
when
of
he
my
woke
house,
up, the power came on.
The whole back of my house is nothing but like 9 windows and these big windows in the dining room and everything. And it's like, so I was afraid to get up. So I had all the curtains closed. And I was afraid if they took anything out of the yard and threw it up against the back of my house.
First world problems, folks.
Then
first
I found out,
world problems.
Man, and after all of it, I was just blessed. I'm telling you.
And then he had to take another nap because he was wore out.
Which is the reason why, I told you.
Yeah. He was wore out. Folks.
I am not allowed to complain about anything for the rest of this year.
There you go.
That's exactly right.
To be grateful because everybody just, else.
And as we said earlier, if any of you hear Mudbug complaining for the rest of 2024, please let us know. Our phone number is 936-333-1843.
Correct.
That is the official phone number of Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. So if you are out and about in public and or even on Facebook, because, you know, me and Jimmy E. don't get on Facebook. If he's complaining about anything, if Mudbug is complaining about anything, let us know. We'll make sure to unplug his microphone next week.
Correct.
So I'm just telling you. So that means... It means you're probably going to give me the phone, so if they do hear me complaining, that they can just call me and Jimmy doesn't have to worry about answering
the phone.
There
you go. I like it. I like that.
I like that, but I want to know. I want to make sure I know, though.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
Because...
Oh, you're afraid I wouldn't let you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be happy to tell you who complained.
I think I just broke my microphone.
Because if you do call or text... Or even if you email with your complaints... I'll be happy to tell everybody on MIA.
Dun, dun, dun.
What are you going to tell them?
The name of the person, everything, and what they complained about. I'm more than happy to.
Oh, yeah. We'll share your name out loud and live.
And say they caught me. They caught me complaining about something. And
yep.
You want to become famous.
Wait, Jimmy, right on. Is the phone ringing over there? Who is that?
No.
That's probably my wife. She's like, wait a minute.
He complains every night.
I heard him complaining, guys. I heard him complaining.
That's not what Christine sounds like.
But yeah.
Sorry, Steen, if you listen.
Yeah. She's like, I heard him complaining last night.
I love you, baby.
I love you, too. Oh, you weren't talking about
me. Oh, yeah.
No, I was talking about my wife.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So we've had an adventurous couple of weeks. So we didn't get to record last week. So I don't know how many weeks we're out.
I don't know.
Right now.
I'm confused.
I've had complaints from.
Let's miss 1 week. Yeah.
All over the country.
Yes,
we did.
From people complaining that they didn't get to listen to MIA last week.
Ohio, Miskibbity.
Miskibbity and Ohio and
Germany.
Germany.
The ones that listened or to all the
Yeah.
They're awesome. Thank you all
for
listening.
Our new listeners up in Idaho. Do I remember how you say that?
Oh, what about What about the ones?
I'm not a hoe. You the hoe.
You
the ones, I'm not
what,
a hoe.
What about the ones up in Michigan or? Is that how you say? They say that?
Michigan.
Is it Michigan?
Michigan.
Or, Mitch. Or Agan.
Mitch
Agan.
Mitch anyway. Agan.
Yeah.
So
it's way up there in the cold country.
Way up there. Too dang cold for me.
Oh yeah, it's really cold up there.
No thanks.
Yeah. He stopped me in my tracks. I don't even know what I was thinking now. He said cold, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's cold up here.
It's way too cold.
Yeah.
Even in summertime.
I know my beer's cold.
I know.
That's a good thing.
I know
it's a good thing because it's damn hot outside.
It is.
Man, I can say damn now?
Damn.
Man.
You can say damn shit hell.
We can say those?
You already took that from me.
On MIA?
What else?
I was busy swallowing.
He swallowed.
He said that out loud.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So, y'all want to know? I know on Trace Pirtles, we did the top 10 greatest Western TV shows of all time.
Yeah, but not everybody listens to that.
Not everybody. Because
that's like a super local thing that's going on. Local.
I have another one.
Did you say super loco?
Super loco. Yeah. That's us.
Super loco. The OKest, Trace
the OKest radio show in the world.
Yeah. Trace Beardo.
I have another one.
For you folks and that don't know, just real quick, sorry, MIA. I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. Trace Beardos is on TexasRadio1.com Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m.
Correct.
So you're more than welcome to listen to that. But right now you're listening to MIA, and Jimmy has something to say.
And you can always listen to that every week, so it's the weekly every week. Episode.
All right, top 10 Westerns from
top 10
the 70s.
Westerns from the 70s.
Oh, I thought you were fixing to go through what we talked about.
We'll do that
on the other one.
Top 10 Westerns.
Like, it just gives me how
top 10 Westerns of the 70s. You ready?
Western movies, Western shows, movies. Western concerts.
Movies.
Okay, just checking.
Okay, can I get the first answer?
The question is moo.
Can I get the first answer?
Moo.
I bet you the first one is Star Wars.
We're going to start at number 10. Incorrect, sir.
I just messed it. Only because of what we talked about before.
Yeah, so number 10. You ready?
Yes.
The Cowboys. John Wayne. Ooh, the Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
Where he gets killed.
Oh, the Dirty Red Bandanas.
He gets killed.
Only it's not in color, is it?
Number nine.
I'm listening.
Robert Redford in Jeremiah Johnson. Great movie.
Man.
You didn't see that?
I don't remember it.
Directed by Sidney Pollack.
I don't remember it.
Great movie.
I know I saw Robert Redford in a lot of little country movies. country movies. But I don't remember that.
It's one where he goes and lives in the mountains because he becomes a mountain man.
I'm like,
didn't Robert Redford play as a James
three
Bond
mules
at one
for
time?
Sister Sarah. That's like John
Did
Wayne,
he do
right?
what?
Didn't he play as a James Bond or something one time? No.
Who?
Robert Redford?
I'm trying to remember who the hell he is. That's why I'm asking.
You get out. Get out. Don't know who Robert Redford is.
Obviously, I
already
know.
All right, here we go.
Unplug your microphone right now.
Number 8. You ready? High Plains Drifter.
That's a good movie.
That's a great movie.
That's a good movie. Yeah.
Who's that actor? Who's that actor, Bug?
Tell me. No, who is it?
You were asked first.
No.
I don't remember because I know it's a good
movie. Clint Eastwood.
Who the hell is that?
Clint Eastwood.
He's that guy. He wears the really flat hat in that
movie. He is the mysterious stranger.
He has the flat brim on his hat in that movie.
Yeah, he do.
Yeah.
I watch him old Western.
Love it. This one's one I have to admit that I have never seen, and I'm going to have to see it now. This is number 7, and it's called Uzana's Raid. Ulzana's Raid.
Oh, I saw that one.
You lying sack of poopy sticks.
I can't even, never even heard of it.
I had never either.
That was all false, everything I just said.
Never heard of it, but it's
what'd
one
you say
that's
it was
got...
what's it called again?
Ulzana's Raid. Never heard of it.
When did it come out?
1972, sir.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I never saw it. I wasn't even born yet.
Well, all these movies were before you were born, but they are considered the best Westerns of the 70s.
Oh, well, that's why I don't know them.
Number 6.
I wasn't born or I was
best
still in diapers.
Westerns of the number 70s. Six.
Duck, You Sucker.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I like to play
Duck,
words.
You Sucker.
I like to play
on
words.
Is that written by Monty Python?
Must have been.
Because you know what I said? I said Duck, You Sucker.
Also known as A Fistful of Dynamite. And Once Upon a Time. Anyway, I've never seen that one either, but it has James Coburn in it. Rod Steiger, James Coburn, John Mallory, some big name actress from back then.
Isn't James Coburn a producer?
No, he was an actor.
What, back then?
He was an actor.
I'm just worried he's a producer now.
He was an actor.
You said he was an actor. I understand you said he was an actor. I said he didn't produce.
He was. Now, he's not anymore. He'd be dead.
Oh.
Number five, El Topo.
Y'all are killing me.
What'd you say? I've never seen El Topo. It is a, yeah.
Hey, you got one of those, lists for the 90s?
No.
No?
Number four.
Is that like Topo Chico?
Yeah. I mean, that's where Topo Chico came from.
That's what that came from?
Okay. Number four, another John Wayne flick, The Shootist.
The Shootist?
Yeah. Ron Howard is in it. John Wayne plays an outlaw who finds out that he's dying of cancer.
And Ron Howard must be a little kid in that movie.
And he's not a little kid, he's a younger man.
Huh.
And
do you understand how old Ron Howard is?
Yeah.
But do you not know? Yeah, anyway, so I was
born when the guy was like 30.
Number three, another Clint Eastwood movie.
That's three of them.
The 10. Outlaw, Josie Wales.
The Outlaw,
Josie. I've seen that one, though.
That's one that, you know, that's kind of, I don't think it's as good as High Plains Drifter. I think the Outlaw, Josie Wales is pretty good, but I'm not a... But you know what ruins it for me? Sandra Locke. I cannot stand Sandra Locke. Never have. And that was his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, okay. I know.
Anyway, so she was in every movie he was in for a long time.
That loud mouth.
Number two.
That was so they could make out.
Yeah, probably so. And get paid for it.
Yeah.
Get paid for
number
it.
Number two.
Hey.
One of the funniest movies ever.
Blazing Saddles.
Correct. You are correct, sir. Blazing Saddles.
Man, that's awesome.
Gene Wilder. Gene Wilder.
Say, what was the sheriff's name?
Oh. Something black.
No.
Brown.
No.
What the heck was the name?
I just went completely blank. I knew his name until I mentioned it, and then I can't think of it. I'll think of it in a minute.
You know who was originally supposed to be that?
Yes, Richard Pryor.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think we went through that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
By the way,
McCabe and Mrs. Miller.
Nope.
Another one that I didn't see that one.
I don't know that one.
It was another Robert Altman flick. Anyway, so there you go. That's the top 10.
You know, all those were made before I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
So.
There you go. Actually, the last MIA that we did, I talked about the funniest thing because I watched that documentary on Gene Wilder.
No, you did not.
And it happened. They talk about the Blazing Saddle in there, and they talk, and I was telling you all that story thing. I said on the MIA. It was actually the last time we recorded. MIA was about the Gene Wilder thing about the he was like, because they're roaming along through the desert, hot as hell.
Yeah.
He said, "Well, can't you get your God to make it rain?" He said,
God
doesn't make rain. He says he can feed, he can feed a starving, and he can the blind can see and the walk can walk whatever all is, but he cannot make rain. And then all of a sudden it thunders and lightning immediately starts raining. He says, but then he changes his mind. It's to me that was the funniest freaking thing.
Badges. We don't need no stinking badges.
Blazing Saddles. That was probably number one. It was number two, but it should have been number one.
Work.
Yep.
We're gonna ride into town and give him the old 69.
Anybody else out there loves Blazing Saddles, you are welcome to text us at 936-333-1843.
I almost spewed Twisted Tea all over y'all.
We talk about movies, idiots, and alcohol.
Bum, bum, bum.
So that was a top 10. Now you got me really distracted. There's like all these black and white westerns that I've seen. But for the most part, I don't remember none of them's names.
I don't know. What do you think would be considered the greatest guitar solo of all time?
It has to be something in a Pantera song.
Incorrect, sir.
Come on, man.
I would say it has to be something.
The cleanest solos ever.
It has to be something done by Randy Rhoads.
Incorrect.
Probably Eddie Van Halen.
Incorrect.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
You want to break it down from? I'll take it down from number eight all the way down to number one.
Oh man,
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Incorrect.
Okay, hey, here's this.
Yes,
you got the top eight in your hand there.
I got the top eight right here in my hand.
All right, share with us.
Or is it gonna be that jazzy though?
Top eight. What best guitar solos of all time. Of all time.
All time.
Not just yesterday.
Not yesterday. Of all time. Not tomorrow.
Who states that these are the best?
People who get paid more money than you and I do.
So yeah. It's just Google. Individual.
This is according to guitarplayer.com.
So this
according
guy,
to guitarplayer.com.
According to this guy, it's the greatest ever.
This is this not guy a guy. This is several people.
This is a dot com.
This is a guitar magazine. It's the name of the website.
So it's guitar players.
All right, here we go. Number eight.
All right, it's more than one person.
You ready?
I'm listening. I'm just kidding.
Number eight. The song that never ends.
Oh, don't.
This is the song that
Leonard Skinner. Oh, Freebird.
I thought you were talking about the actual song that never ends. You remember that song from Lamb Chop?
Yes, I do. Freebird. That has okay.
It is.
Freebird has great guitar. So Rosson and
it's
Collins.
Great. It's
I hate amazing. The song because they played it and ran it in the ground when I was a kid.
But you, the only
it's like 29
every
minutes,
5 minutes.
Long.
You heard it on the radio.
The only reason I don't hate the song, it's just very irritating because I'm tired of freaking hearing it.
Hate.
I've heard that song more than
anything.
Eight.
Just like every time you go to a live show, any request, I go Freebird. It's like,
even, no,
I like that. I love those live events when they say, "Anybody got a request?" And except for Freebird,
except right for Freebird,
I love those people. All like, right, that's
number good. Seven. You ready?
Ready.
Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing.
Oh wow,
that's a great. Swing. That's a great one.
That's a I good one. I like Dire Straits. That was great.
That is actually.
That's a great song.
Wow. I'd have to study way too much music to really think about.
I just love the best Knopfler, man, ever. And his stuff.
That was good.
Some great guitar solo work in that song. Matter of fact, that whole album, just really good. Just really good. Love that album.
Dire Straits. I mean, thinking about all these other stuff that I don't really...
Number six, you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Jimi Hendrix Experience, All Along the Watchtower.
Oh, the Watchtower.
Yeah.
Man, I keep mentioning Stevie Ray Vaughan. I forgot all about Jimi Hendrix.
Number five. Little old band called The Eagles.
Hotel California.
Hotel California, exactly.
Hotel California.
And who played the guitar solos on that song?
Don't know.
Joe Walsh. And?
Because I love the Eagles. One of my greatest bands.
I just went like
some other guy.
Yeah, anyway. Number four.
Don't know.
One of my favorite moments from Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Party time.
Party on, Garth.
You're supposed to say Garth. Excellent.
Queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody. I was just like, there was like an article a couple of days ago I saw. It was something about this nostalgic photography that was done, I guess, right before they were filming the video for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
And it's like the four of them.
Yeah.
You know, standing there, and it's got the smoke-filled room or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was a photo, and I'm like, I don't remember what the article said. It was just talking about how this photo was so awesome because of it. And mm-hmm. I'm like, it just looks like they're all smoking cigarettes, really. It's like a black and white photo, and it's just really smoky. I'm like, I don't know.
Actually, the hotel was on fire.
And it's like, I don't know what's so awesome about that picture, but
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. This is Bug's favorite band at number three. His favorite band of all time.
Motley Freaking Crue.
Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven.
There is a good solo on that.
Yeah, it's a good solo, but I wouldn't say that's the best
I'd have to put Jimmy Page. Closer to number seven or eight.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I would have to put, am I not Kashmir? What's the one that I like that has a great...
Misty
Mountain Hop, I think.
I just know it's not good to make me a judge of something like that because as soon as I see Led Zeppelin, I'm just going to flip past and go to the next one.
That's why I didn't ask you. Number two.
Because I wouldn't give
number two.
Wait, this is
and it's not Motley Freaking Crue either.
It's because they're number one.
Is? Van Halen, Eruption, of course. That had to be on the list.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Oh, guys, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for number one?
How fast can you make them fingers move?
Number one. Guitar incorrect. Solo of Motley all Crue. Time.
Little band from England.
England?
I don't know.
England.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me it's the Beatles.
No. Oh my God, no.
I'm telling you, like, is that U2?
Nope.
No?
Pink Floyd. Comfortably Numb.
Ooh, I love that song.
That's great.
Man, hey, I love it. Well, that's perfect.
That's great. Good. Considered to be the best guitar solo of all time.
Hey, that's
really?
Yeah.
That's a damn good point right there, because it makes sense. Yeah, because it's great, dude. That's incredible.
And who played guitar on that?
I don't know his name, but I just love Pink Floyd.
I would have to say, yeah.
When I was a kid, I've listened to Pink Floyd all the time when I was a little kid. Graham. Until I was no longer allowed to.
I'm sorry, what was that, Jimmy?
David Graham.
Motley fucking Crue.
It wasn't Motley
Crue. Well,
I listened to Pink Floyd a lot.
I did too. To say that.
When I was in elementary and intermediate
school.
I'm telling you, I did. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't listen to them anymore.
Throw it out there, John.
Because they only had one record.
I didn't have to. Couldn't throw it out there anymore because my brother broke it over his knee and threw it out there.
So many people think that. I saw that book. So many people think they just love The Wall. And that is my least favorite album.
That's my song right there when I was a kid, man.
And
every other song.
I had the single.
I bet you did. And that's probably why he broke it.
Yeah. And I played it. I put my record player on repeat and played over. He used to come in and say, or he'd be up on the top bunk. He's like, "Will you stop playing that song?"
Just so you folks know, it was the only 45 he had. Other than probably Sesame Street.
Then after that, all I had was a record player.
Yeah, that was it. And yes, I broke it.
It's not a lie. And then I never had records.
I literally got tired of hearing
it. And he broke it.
I did. I threatened him many times about he needed to quit playing that over and over and over and over and over. You know how depressing your house can get listening to that song over and over and over?
Yes.
Just saying.
My favorite.
Love you, Bug.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Love you too, brother.
The album before The Wall.
Every time somebody says, Dark Side of the Moon, I think of Ozzy Osbourne.
Is anybody out there?
Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone home?
I don't know. That was some of the strangest lyrics in the planet.
So good, though. Is
anyone home? I don't know. They got some of the strangest lyrics in the world. I'm telling you, Pink Floyd. Some of the
get up.
You can hear me.
That'll keep you going for the show.
Yeah,
come on, it's time to go. Anyway, yeah.
Standing naked by the phone or something like that.
Yeah.
Standing naked.
Hey, you.
Yeah.
Sitting naked by the phone.
I don't remember now.
I don't know. Somebody
something all alone. And yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Some great
begging
great,
for a quarter great, great, or something. Yeah.
Great lyrics. I love their stuff.
He was obviously not high when he wrote those lyrics.
No.
Hey, if we talk about Motley Crue, I can tell you whatever the words are.
Motley.
Any of those songs.
Yeah.
Motley fucking Crue.
It's funny how people always listen to Motley Crue and say, like, it's supposed to be like an English accented Motley Crue. They're not from England.
They're American.
Motley fucking Crue.
They're American.
No, they are.
You would never, speaking of guitar solos, I don't think you could ever put a U2 song in the greatest guitar solos of all time.
I don't know. When you said from Europe. I was like,
and I love U2.
I really like U2.
They are a great band. I've heard them a million times.
Love you too, man.
No, I really do like the band U2. I loved it. Yeah. They're awesome. But I do love U2.
Y'all are so funny.
We are.
Welcome to MIA. Music.
There's a little green man inside my head.
I remember there's a country song that says about how he just got passed by a little green man on a motorcycle. I don't remember which song that is right now, but for some reason I want to say it's a, I don't know. I want to say it's a Wade Bowen song.
Yeah, we are talking nonsense right now.
Yes, because that's
nonsense,
what we do.
Nonsense.
That's because this is Music, Idiots, and Alcohol.
Yeah.
Or sometimes movies.
And, yeah, I haven't seen any movie lately. Of course, I didn't have any internet for a week.
What? Yeah, no internet. Nope. How did you survive, Jimmy? Tell us about it.
It was difficult.
Share with the rest of the world how you survived 7 days without the internet.
It was excruciating.
Well, I mean, were you prepared for this event?
No, I was not.
Okay, so
I did go buy a generator the day before the event.
Yeah.
Did you automatically think that the world just ended and like you were still?
I couldn't tell. I had no internet.
Did you were the only one still here? Like, so this is what it's like trying to.
The only reason he knew he still wasn't the only person left was because the generators on the other side of the subdivision fired up.
I could hear everybody's generators.
I was like. So all
if
of a sudden,
they didn't fire back up, he was like, it's like all I can hear is mine. So it was
like the world just ended. Yeah. Then just you and Tracy are like Adam and Eve. You're the only two people.
And then all of a sudden, all the generators cranked up. Oh, no, we're not alone. Like, everybody's here.
Yeah, you know, when you're running your generator, you know what the scariest thing is when you're running your generator?
What's that?
And you don't have any power. You have no power. You got your generator running. And at 4 a.m. in the morning, the generator quits working, right? So whatever you have plugged in quits. Cause I got to have a fan to sleep, at least. I mean, at the bare minimum, I have to have a fan. So when, you know, the world goes to put, I'll die from, what do you call it, sleep deprivation? So at 4 o'clock in the morning when the generator runs out of gas,
because
you didn't time everything right, and it goes, and the fan quits working. You know, whatever, the AC goes off, whatever, all that shit, and it gets really quiet, and then you go outside and you realize no one else's generator is running. You're like, oh shit. You're like, oh,
have
shit.
Aliens attacked us?
No, you'd be safe. All you gotta do is,
am I the only one alive?
First thing you need to do is go to one of the local Chinese buffets.
If the power's out?
Yeah, you said you can't do it without a fan. Just go there and get one of those. Get a fan and just fan yourself.
I was trying to wonder where he was going with that.
I was like,
that was a stretch.
Just go there, get the fan so you can fan yourself.
You would think.
Okay, so I got a question. Like if your generator was running out of fuel at 4 a.m., what time were you filling that thing up
Does
at night?
Does it matter?
I timed this stuff.
Well, I did after the first night.
I figured
I don't want to have to wake my stupid ass up.
Well, I at used 2 o'clock what was left in the can, okay? I used what was left in the can.
That's what I did too, but I spaced it out.
Hey. I'm talking about the very first
Monday.
The Wiener Dog, Winter National.
Well, to see, but I went and got a full tank of fuel.
I was lazy.
Y'all should have called me.
Sunday. And then Monday, after I filled the generator up, I went and filled the tank up again before that night. No. And then at night, whenever everybody's going to bed, at 10 o'clock, I went out and filled that sucker up to the brim to make sure it was full. And then that way it wouldn't run out until maybe 7 o'clock.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, because
Mr. Prepared.
I'm a smart guy.
Mr. Smart Guy with one gas can.
With one gas can. That I paid $14 for. And now they're $32.99. Yeah.
Anybody want a gas can? Jimmy's got one for sale.
Show you mine.
He's like, damn. I got three, by the way. I will sell y'all three of mine.
So if anybody needs to run a...
I'll wait for the prices to go down. Anybody needs to buy me some more.
Power something this weekend, I need to run all the fuel out of my generator, so... Because I don't have it sitting in fuel.
Sadly, right before the power came back on here, I had just got back from filling up.
I did too. So my can is full.
All three of mine are full.
My gas can is full.
Anybody need some gas out there?
See, we'll have to worry about the gas cans for the lawnmower for a while.
Come by and let me know.
Wife's car needs gas. I'll just dump all that. I have a siphon pump at home too.
You don't even need that. You should have a spout on there. Anybody needs a... some fuel and you're desperate for it. I mean, you shouldn't be because, I mean, like, all the gas stations are open now. I mean, they weren't Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
I already told you earlier how to save money on the gas can.
Don't buy one?
No, how to save money.
Have you tried lifting
the back of your car, go have fill you? It up and bring it back and get back
And
up.
This has come from the guy that had no power for 4 hours. Yeah. He doesn't have a generator.
I struggled, man. I'm telling you.
I tweaked my back getting that damn thing out of the back of my car when I got it home.
I did too. I tweaked my back because I got up in the dark in that four-hour time that I had no power. I tripped over my own shoes that were laying next to my bed. I couldn't see nothing. It was dark. There was no power.
I got nothing, folks. I got nothing.
There's no power.
Gosh. No power.
And then.
Here's what I got. 936-333-1843.
No power. Hey, no power. And Jesus.
Hey, I just want to say this. You. There are still people without power.
I'm sorry.
Oh, so, my in-laws just got power yesterday.
Yeah. So, mine too.
So if anybody out there that needs some unleaded fuel, let me know. They can come by and pick it up.
I kept going all the way to Kingwood checking on my in-laws, and they were refusing help.
Obviously, you didn't need any fuel if you were driving all the way over there to Kingwood to pick. Just to check on them.
He had to connect to his soul and drive.
I was driving in my wife's little Kia Soul. It saves a lot of petrol.
Yeah, it gets what, like 90 miles to the gallon?
About 40, yeah.
So why even have the truck? That's my question.
I have it for whenever I want to drive it.
She drives more than you do.
She just goes to work and back. That's it.
She drives more than you do.
He's trying to make a point here.
Oh, no, I see what you're saying.
So why have a truck?
I still drive more miles than she does. It might only be like 10 miles more.
I think he's trying to figure out why you didn't unplug the electric scooter.
I don't even know. now you got me thinking about it and just messing with my brain.
You could have been checking on all your neighbors in the little electric scooter and been like,
yeah.
Because you had power. You could charge your scooter.
That requires me to actually be conversating with my neighbors.
Oh, you don't like doing that?
You could at least check on them, make sure they're okay.
I do.
Since they were out of power for four hours.
If they walk out of their house, I wave at them and go, hey, how you doing? Good. Okay, me too.
Well, the problem is I lost my fence to the neighbor to the right of me, right? And lost the fence to the neighbor behind me.
You don't know where you put it?
Oh, I know where it's laying on the ground. I can see it.
You say you lost it. It's like, you don't know where you put it?
So, but my big dog, you know, when he wants to go, he has. So, this dog.
That's an awesome dog.
He is.
Just saying.
But when you put him on the leash, he will not. Will not go potty. Will not. Just will not do it. That dog held it.
I am not going to pee while you hold my hand.
He held it for 2 days. Oh, would not go potty.
Wow.
And finally, you know, finally we were talking to the neighbor next door. She goes, it's fine. We keep our gate shut. Because if he gets out, he runs. And it takes hours to get him back to the house. Yeah. Okay, because he's a
free spirit.
Oh, my God.
It's a German Shepherd.
Typical
for you.
German Shepherd, Siberian Husky Mitch. That dog's
incredible.
So, yeah, she goes, just let him come over. So, man, we let him go. And he bloop, 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 bang, jumps over the fence over there. And, of course, goes and does his business in her yard about 4 times.
Yeah.
He's been holding way too long.
Pooped on all 4 corners of her porch.
I think he pooped everywhere he could poop, and he peed everywhere he could pee just to mark his territory.
Yeah, did he knock on their back door and go in there and poop in the house, too?
No, like, he didn't do that. He didn't do that.
Go up front, ring doorbell.
Yeah.
He's like, ooh. I got to go to the bathroom.
That poor dog. Gracie, on the other hand, my dachshund. She don't care.
Yeah, just pee right there in the middle of the floor, right?
She's going to go, I have to go, and I got to go now. I'm going to go now.
Yeah, and then there it is.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Surprise.
That whole, so you seen those memes on, memes or how do they call them?
Mimes?
Mimes or whatever those things are called.
Mimes.
You see them, it's Mimes. A picture of a dachshund. It's raining outside. I think I'll poop inside today. That's our dachshund.
I don't feel like taking a shower. I'm just going to poop right here.
I'm going to poop right here.
No, I've never seen that.
Dogs,
they're scared to death of rain. Yeah,
just like, no, it's not that they're scared of rain. It's just wet, and they don't want the rain touching their belly.
Well, that could be it too.
It's got them short little legs.
You know, little wet
my
grass.
My two I had forever until they passed.
With grass this, touches they grass touches their belly. She ain't gonna do it.
Wet grass
do it.
Is like only it. 2 inches tall.
Right, exactly.
Especially, maybe you should mow your grass, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Maybe you should come mow it.
It doesn't matter. My little mini Dachshund was that way for. Her whole life, she wouldn't go out into the yard. She would do it right at the edge of the concrete before you get to the grass, right at the edge of the concrete.
She'd just hover over the edge
of the concrete before you get to the grass on the back porch or even wherever. But it's like, then she'd right there, take her business right there, turn and walk back to the door, go back in the house.
That sounds like a city dog to me.
Dang city
don't
dogs.
Don't sound like no country dog.
Well, I don't think I've ever lived in the country except for when maybe I was a
children.
I'm not
sure. Is a can a Dachshund be considered a country dog?
I don't know.
I think we need to take a break.
We're going to have to take a break and slap the crap out of group. We're going to slap the crap out of Mudbug over here. Hopefully, y'all come back. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is
now, yeah.
Music, Idiots, and Alcohol.
Here you go.
Hey, y'all. This is Jim E. Did you know that Texas Radio 1 is listener and sponsor supported? Now, here's what that means. It means we depend on you, the listeners, and some of our generous business supporters to give us the ability to bring you great content like what you're listening to right now. Your support helps to make sure we can continue to bring great Texas country, red dirt, independent country, and much more every day. To find out how you can support Texas Radio 1, give us a call at 936-333-1843 or email Jimmy at TexasRadio1.com. Once again, that's 936-333-1843 or email Jimmy at TexasRadio1.com. Thanks a lot. We have a brand new show that airs right here on Texas Radio 1 every Monday from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And it's called Trace Beardos. For those of you who don't know what that means, that is basically our Spanish spin on saying three beards. So it's a podcast that includes it's a radio show that includes myself, not Johnny Cash, and Mudbug. And so we talk about music, we talk about different things, and we play a bunch of great Texas country. You never know what you're going to hear. We interview artists. We do all kinds of stuff. It's a great show every Monday right here on Texas Radio 1 from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And if you don't happen to be near a computer, so if you live in the Conroe area, you can also hear it on Lone Star Radio. That's right. It's also on Lone Star Radio at the same time at 104.5 and 106.1 at 3 p.m. So that's from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. So be sure and if you check out the show, be sure and let us know what you think about the show. You can email the Three Beards and the Trace Beardos at tracebeardos@gmail.com. So be sure and check out the show. We look forward to having you there and listen to the insane madness that is the Three Beards of Texas Radio 1. Be sure and check it out. I'm sure you'll like it.
Howdy, folks. I'm not Johnny Cash.
And I'm not Johnny Cash.
And I'm Jimmy.
He's also not Johnny Cash. Yeah, this is MIA, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. We had to take a quick break to push the reset button.
Reset button.
Reset. Or eject. But, anyways, we are glad that you're listening to us.
We are.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Still.
Well, sorry, I forgot that part.
Yeah. Well, I already opened mine, so.
My bad. Yeah, but I know.
I opened mine during break.
I always open the can when we start up, and I messed that one up.
Yeah, I should have waited. No. too much involved in waiting.
Too much.
So what do we got going on here? Let's see. So we've talked a whole bunch about movies.
Movies. And Sweet Tea is watching one of my favorites right now.
Yeah, she is. She's watching
Red.
Yeah, she's watching Red.
Yeah.
Part one.
The first one,
first one.
Bruce Willis.
It's a good movie.
Bruce Willis, John Malkovich, Mary Louise Parker, Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah. See, I forgot Helen Morgan Freeman was in there. Yeah, man. Yeah. That's a great movie.
Hey, did you hear?
That's a great movie.
Did you hear that Queensryche
is making a movie?
Is going on tour.
What?
This fall.
I did.
Yeah.
Man.
Faux show.
How many wheelchair ramps are they going to have in that show?
Right? Thank
you very much. I'm just saying. Like, I don't know.
I sure hope that when I'm 80 years old, I can still perform like that. But I don't even perform. But it's like, imagine moving like that when I'm 80 years old.
That must be why they practiced all those shows with, or not practiced, I should say. That's why they did all those shows without cords and stuff. So they could wheel around freely on
there you
stage.
Go.
Yeah, without running cords over.
How old are they now?
I have no idea. They're older than I am. Damn, and that's old enough, right?
Dang.
Dude,
dang.
They got to be in their
70s. I'll tell you what, man. Queensryche, such a great show. I'm a fan of all kinds of music, and Queensryche's one of them.
Yeah. Well, if you
remember, that's a great show. They put on a great show. They've always had a great light show, phenomenal sound. They always
phenomenal.
Every time I've seen them, mind you, every time I've seen them, they sound like them. So when you listen to their album and then you go to the show,
yeah,
it you get as same. Close as you can
yeah.
to hearing that.
It's that's almost, what you, that's almost what mimic yeah. what you hear when you buy the album.
But it's got, they got such a beautiful stage presence and light show. They got a I have always had a badass lighting guy or lighting designer.
But blah, blah, the original blah. The original singer, Jeff Tate, he is not with the band anymore.
No, no.
But he is 65. So he's, yeah, he's just a couple years older than me.
Man,
yeah.
I thought they were, I thought he was in his 70s. I was thinking of Jeff Tate. That's, so.
What's his name? Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Steven Tyler?
Yeah, that guy.
He's 72, isn't he?
I kept wanting to say Tyler Perry.
Tyler Plus, Perry.
Wait a minute.
Tyler okay. Perry.
All you got to do is add.
You know, Tyler Perry, the singer for Rolling Stones.
If you add 26 years to my age, the then that's how room. Old Steven Tyler is. Because I was actually, Steven Tyler was 26 years old when I was born. We had the same day birthday.
Wait, he's your dad?
What?
No, I said.
What?
I have the same birthday. That's him.
I'm going to say, we need money. We need some money.
Y'all need to make up your mind. Is Steven Tyler or is it the milkman, the mailman? Which one is my freaking father?
At 26 years old, what was he doing? I mean, he could have been delivering mail. I mean, milk or mail.
No.
I want you to know that I never had a part in that.
My father.
I never had a part in that.
I said, I don't want to bring up that drama. I was devastated for a long time with that shit, but I don't care anymore. It's done. So my father did deliver.
So what you're saying
he
is
did deliver
that
newspapers for a little while.
You're over the devastation of being called the adopted child all those years.
I like to think that I am. That doesn't mean that I'm not mentally turmoiled forever.
Mentally turmoiled
forever. That's why he's always trying to hit us with that microphone.
Yeah. See.
And folks, for those of you that don't know, I guess the reason why that they did that to him all the time is because he is the only one.
Wait, Jimmy says they.
Yes. I wasn't even there.
Out of five children, I'm the only one with blonde hair.
Blonde hair and blue eyes.
And blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everybody else, brown hair, brown eyes.
So, yep. Yeah, just so you know.
So you know. What does that make you think, folks? 936-333-1813. 936-333-1843.
But if anybody in this family looks anything like Pop, it's
we're
him.
We're going to start this traumatic experience all over again.
I can't tell if he's laughing or crying right now.
I'm not sure.
I don't even know anymore. I'm 51, thought I had it figured out. Now I'm questioning it all again.
I don't know anymore.
No. You wait till I get home and I'm going to ask Mom again. Are you sure?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Why so sensitive?
You are my number one guy.
Love it.
Jack Balance. Nobody can do it like Jack.
Nobody. Number one guy. God, that's funny. Sorry, you just interrupted that whole thing
I
with
did,
that.
Man. Yeah, I sure did. Sorry.
Now you I was going to say something to it. Now I forgot.
I still thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. Now I'm back to wondering whether I'm actually biologically your brothers or not.
Dude. I don't think it really matters.
It really doesn't.
No. What's your last name again?
I was told that it Bug. Was. I was told that it was Eldridge.
It's on Smeldridge.
Smeldridge.
It's on my Social Security and my.
There you go. It's all that counts.
That's it. That's all that matters.
Social Security card and my driver's license.
And your driver's license, both. Yeah. Yeah. And you got on both your.
It doesn't say Bug.
Oh wait, you don't know what those are. But It's a license to drive a car.
For all of those that are in law enforcement.
One of these days, I too shall have a driver's
license. How long has it been not?
And he's older than me, just so y'all know. And that's, I'm just saying, one of these days,
He's counting.
When you grow up.
15 years.
When you grow up, maybe one of these days, you have a license just like the rest of us. So.
When he becomes a real boy?
Yeah.
Wow, man, we're just touching all kinds of sensitive subjects tonight.
Yeah, man.
Let's dig into it.
I'm feeling very sensitive right now.
Why? So, like you said, why? So why?
Why so sensitive? Why are y'all picking on me? We're supposed to be picking on Mudbug.
Yeah, what? This
it was your turn.
It was my turn.
I don't know.
It was more entertaining picking on you. For me, it was. I mean, because I don't know how to pick on myself. But
he don't know how to. What's going on?
Sweet Tea's doing something.
Twisted Tea. I saw her petting you Twisted on the tea. Ass.
What did you do?
She's Sweet Tea, not Twisted Tea.
You know, that is sexual harassment.
She don't
harassment.
Turn into Twisted Tea until after y'all leave.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. All right, folks.
This is PG-13.
This is not. This is MIA, Music Idiots and Alcohol. You're right here with me, not Johnny Cash, Mudbug, Jimmy E, the Big Plush, and Sweet Tea.
My goodness. Wait. And you have a lot of names.
And the dog named Horse.
Hey, Horse.
That's Horse.
Well, we are at the Knot Ranch.
I want a dog named Horse.
Hey, pretty girl.
Yeah. Got to be better than having a horse named Dog.
And a bird named Cat. There you go. No, I don't want no birds.
You want a parakeet?
No, my God, no. We did that once before.
Get you a parakeet and name it Cat.
My brother-in-law.
That'd be awesome.
Rest his soul. He used to be work at a bird store. Sold birds.
And they had a customer, Larry.
There was one on the freeway there, North Freeway. That guy. Outside
was,
Conroe.
He was kind of funny, man.
I like Larry. He was a good guy. Anyway, so he talked my wife is his sister, taking in a bird that somebody had brought back. And this bird was so traumatized that he kept plucking his own feathers out.
Ow.
So this bird was naked.
It's a naked bird.
It was a naked bird, except the only place he had feathers was on his head because he couldn't reach those.
Can't pull those out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's just weird.
And you know what's funny is that, and then, yeah, so we didn't have it. Anyway, I was getting to the story that my mother-in-law had a parakeet as well, and she brought it over to the house one time. And we had my wife's dog, Harley. You remember the little?
Yep.
He was a little.
Remember Harley.
Terrier dachshund mix thing.
That's one of the greatest dogs you ever
had. He was a smart dog. Anyway, so
it was a mop without a handle.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I had Harley's brother.
She was sitting there on the couch and had her bird in her hand, and she was showing the bird to Harley, and Harley was looking at it, you know, and the bird was getting Brandon was kind of pecking at Harley's nose, and the next thing we know, Harley goes, ah! And he puts that bird in his mouth.
Oh, man.
See, he didn't bite down. Yeah, he just it's just like, you keep pecking my nose, I'm going to teach you. It was the funniest thing.
Yeah, my mouth's bigger.
The whole thing in his
mouth. My brother, my mother-in-law, and my wife go, oh, my God, oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
You're the dumbass that just cut a bird to a dog.
Exactly.
I think he did chicken.
Did the dog open its mouth and a bird
came
flying out?
Yeah, he did. Well, he didn't fly off. He just took him out of his mouth and kind of ruffled his feathers.
I figured it was the dog doing that. But
That ain't chicken.
That ain't chicken.
Those feathers tickle my nose.
That's what Harley probably backed up. Was like, ooh, you didn't cook that yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a...
Fun city.
That's a fun city. Sorry.
And then
there's Sweet Tea. How you doing?
Hey.
She sure is hanging out in here.
How you doing
today?
Sweet Tea's cooking. She's been cooking. She's cooking a brisket.
What you cooking?
Brisket.
What else you cooking?
Grilled chicken.
What else?
Oh, my God.
Man, you're a terrible interviewer. What else?
Just kind of reminded me of the hee-haw. What's for dinner, Grandpa? Green beans. Brussels sprouts. And they go, Anyway.
Been a long time since I watched Hee-Haw. That's a great show, though. I remember it.
You just wanted to watch it for the Hee-Haw Honeys.
The Hee-Haw Honeys, that's my favorite. You know what?
What?
That's what Jeff Canada should name his backup singers.
Hee-Haw Honeys.
Dude, that is perfect.
He should be Jeff Canada and the Hee-Haw Honeys. I'm sorry, that shit's funny.
That's funny.
I'm making notes right
now. I don't know why that came up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll do that.
What happened to you, Mama?
Sweet Tea told us that we need to make sure we mention the.
That's right.
He's the Jeff Canada show coming up September 1st.
Foist.
At Do-Si-Do.
The Big Barn.
At the Big Barn. We will be there. Two of us will be there.
I will not be there. I have...
Two of the three beards will be there. Sweet Tea will be there.
I have prior arrangements.
And we got... We do... Have we mentioned this yet? That we have two extra tickets to the show?
We haven't started no competition. You want to do
something? We haven't started it yet. We're getting everybody prepared.
You're spurred on bringing it up now. But
We've been busy.
Well, yeah, and we've been kind of waiting. We had the Will Carter thing going on and all that. But we do have...
power thing.
We do have that, too. you mean the surprise hurricane?
Yes, that one.
It totally kind of messed up our show we had going on the 13th.
We do have two tickets to September 1st's Jeff Canada show.
Correct.
At Do-Si-Do Big Barn.
So how are these people gonna get these tickets?
I have not figured this out yet. Oh. I've already got the tickets. I just haven't decided how we're giving them away.
So because
but our, I do know that they are at the same table as Texas Radio 1.
Correct.
So it's at the Texas Radio 1 table, if you want to call it that.
Of course we do.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
We'll just wait for you to decide.
But I haven't.
Or not.
He is or, not.
Yeah, I am not.
We'll wait for you not
I don't know.
To decide.
We still got a little time. So, this is only, mid, late July.
Time is ticking, keeps on ticking. Time is ticking away.
Time keeps on ticking.
I think that's a song.
It is a song by DC Talk, by the way, but anyway.
Yes.
It's actually a...
time is ticking and keeps on ticking. On. Time is ticking away.
Okay. Sticks.
Well, Styx also did a song at the time, but it's not as good as DC Talk's.
Okay. You might be right.
I know I'm right.
Or you How might dare not you be right. say that the other song is not as good as DC Talk's?
Because I did, and I'm right.
Except for when you're wrong.
You realize what date this is today, right?
It is...
The 18th.
July 18th.
Of July.
Today.
So that means today.
By the way, folks, y'all are not listening to this on July 18th.
Well,
You're listening to this on a different day, but... Today's
it's a podcast.
July
18th. They realize
Correct.
That. Correct. At least I hope that our... I think our listeners are smarter than
we don't
most
do,
of us.
We don't do average. Live podcasts. We record
hopefully
it and send
our
it
listeners
out.
Are smarter than the average American.
Well, we record it when we can and send it to you all.
Yeah, right.
Smarter than the average American.
Right. So,
it's July 18th. What we got?
Just saying that time's ticking.
It's July 18th.
And what will it be on Monday or Tuesday whenever they hear this episode?
Damn near August.
Correct. It'll be like the 23rd, sir.
We only got two tickets. I mean,
okay. I know.
I only got two tickets.
Oh, hey, almost spilled my water. God dang.
Don't spill your water. Oh, my goodness. We would hate for him to spill his water, folks.
Water boy.
As long as you don't spill my beer, we're good.
Anyway, okay, so yeah, we'll let them know.
Yeah, I'm going to let them know. Next episode, folks, tune in next week.
Pay attention to the Texas Radio 1 Facebook page.
And or MIA, and or Trace Beardos.
Well, we don't have an MIA page, but we should. But
y'all
we
hear
don't.
About August
2nd? We have 2nd? An MIA podcast.
What happened August 2nd?
Yeah, no, do y'all hear about what's happening August
2nd?
No, no, what is happening?
What is happening?
August 2nd.
Jeff Canada.
No, Cody Hibbert.
Cody Hibbert.
Oh, I keep thinking this is July, not August.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's what I just...
That's why saying. Our See, listeners are smarter than I am.
He's already
thinking... Our listeners are smarter than the
trying,
average
trying
guy doing
you.
This podcast.
You know what's fixing to happen on the second?
Cody Hibbert.
Yeah, Cody Hibbert. Since I already told
you.
And
you already
Cody
thought
Hibbert.
Up, didn't you?
I knew. But I knew.
It's a Cody Hibbert at Rowdy's.
Is it
new CD
him
and
the band or just acoustic?
It's a CD release. I thought it was a band.
Well, usually if they're at Rowdy's, it's whole band.
Yeah,
well,
it's at
Rowdy's. I know we do
in
have
Spring or in Webster.
Spring.
Okay. So Rowdy's in Spring, right there on Hallsworth.
Yeah.
I do know we're playing one song off that album, Rollin'.
Yeah,
which I love that song.
That's actually the album that, from what I understand, that's the album that it is. From what I,
that's what I just said.
I'm just making. Yeah, I'm just.
Hey, that is what I just said.
No, it's not. You said it.
Yeah, he is not.
This other song or whatever. That's what you said.
What I said was.
I said yes. That's the song on this album.
Jimmy, why do you keep beating on wind chimes back here?
Every time a bell ring, an angel gets its wings. It's Christmas time. I'm sorry.
Oh,
Christmas.
This is not Christmas time. This is July. You know
it's
how
July
hot it is?
And Christmas.
That's just big. Say
Christmas in July, or something like that. Whatever.
Yeah, it's the whole aspect. It's July.
Yeah, I have another water.
There's Christmas in July.
I just told us there was a water. Yeah.
Oh man.
yeah.
So whoop.
Well, that's what we're thinking. So what?
Thought you had something you want to talk about.
Y'all cute. Y'all are very distracting.
If we keep just man, you know,
whatever.
You grew up with us.
We're trying to fill this
fuzzball
blank space here. Like
he's wiping his face.
Is it just me or is it hot in here?
It's hot in here.
Oh,
but what did you tell me earlier when I said that?
You're smoking. Oh man,
is it just me?
So, am I? Man,
meow.
I want to take a poll. Are you ready?
Do with that poll.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to take a poll, and I'm going to hit both of y'all with it.
Just as long as you don't start dancing on it.
Big safe.
Oh, hey.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, no. Hell, so what about this poll?
This man, poll. This poll is going to be.
Podcasts like this should be live in front of people, man. It's incredible.
Yes.
Maybe they'll throw dollar bills at you, Sean.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. We might want to get some more of them hee-haw honeys over here. We're going to have to get some hee-haw honeys.
I made note of that, just so you know.
Yeah, hee-haw honeys.
I got to remember to tell Jeff that one. It's hilarious.
I'll send him a text message right now, except I don't have my phone.
Yes.
I don't know. See, y'all made me forget what I was going to say again.
You said something about going to get a poll. Or want to start a poll.
No, start a poll. Yeah, no, start a poll.
Not get a poll.
Start a poll. And it was going to be about, MIA.
Yes.
And their favorite, what do you?
Oh, Velcro.
Bugs Tiny Shoes. Sorry. Yes. I was like, what is that?
That was good.
It's only good if everybody else can hear it, though. I'm not sure they can hear it.
Anyway.
That was excellent.
All I heard was Velcro, and I was like, what is that?
So the first thing in your mind was, obviously, I'm tight.
Obviously, Bugs Tiny Shoes. So, the poll. Good. Back to the poll. Poll.
Yes.
At all our episodes, I want somebody to let us know. I want people to let us know what their favorite episode is so far.
I can tell you what it is so far according to downloads.
According to downloads. But, you know, that only counts.
In Horseshoes and Hand Grenades?
Yeah. Well, you know, the people that have listened to that episode. Well, I guess that's it. You know what I mean? They haven't heard the episode. They just downloaded it. You know what I mean?
No, that's what they're actually.
You know what I'm saying?
It's loading and they're listening.
Right. They listened. But it doesn't make it their favorite one. Right. So you might have somebody listen to this and listen to all of them.
I got you.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, I can just tell you our most downloaded one, though. I can tell you that.
Which one is that?
You can call me Big Plush.
Oh, yeah.
And number two is?
Oh, you're trying to make yourself really big, huh?
No, number two is?
Not Johnny Cash is Awesome?
Don't Eat the Foul Poles.
No, don't eat, yeah.
Don't Eat the Foul Poles.
Foul Poles.
Yeah.
Well.
And third one was?
Guess that shows me where I live. That's where I'm at.
I can't remember what the third one was right now.
Turn down the music I can't hear.
Yeah.
Or I can't see.
Turn down the music I can't see.
Turn down the music I can't see.
No, that was good stuff.
Hey, so folks, real quick, I really do. I want you to go take your phone, send us a message to 936-333-1843. Let us know what your favorite episode is.
Yes.
The title of it. Because I'm going to have to go back and listen to it because I don't know what the title of some of them are.
Yeah. I haven't looked at the latest downloads because the last episode we released didn't have a title. It just says 19.
It didn't have a title?
No, because I was supposed to go back you guys were supposed to let me know what we were going to title it, and then Hurricane Beryl come barreling through.
Wiped out the internet.
How dare the hurricane.
And it had no power.
I
couldn't get in there to change it.
And I couldn't even get online.
So you got what you got.
So it's called Episode 19.
Episode 19. So it's Area 51.
Area 51. I like it.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, let us know what you like. That way we can listen to it and see what we did good.
Yeah.
That way we can try to, you know, work off of that one.
Right, yeah.
maybe we'll try to repeat maybe that.
We'll work off of that and see what we did right.
Because as you can tell, we definitely don't have a formula.
Yeah, we'll write it all down and try to script it.
Isn't that what we complain about bands doing?
Yeah, we really screw that up.
Yeah, we
that's kind of like the Goo Goo Dolls were great, and then
they were good.
And then Johnny Resnick. And then Resnick wrote that one song that just became a big hit, and then every song after that sounded just like that one.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Now I can't remember what the name of that song is.
You sure not mixing it up with?
No,
that was a good
not thing, Motley freaking Crue.
No, not that bad.
Motley Crue does not have two songs that sound the same.
Yeah, they do. But no,
I will.
They have at least two.
Beg to differ.
I'm fixing to hit you with this damn microphone.
Anywho.
Anyway. I like Motley Crue. I'm not saying nothing bad. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah.
Shut your face.
Not bad for a band from America.
Shut
America.
Your America. Face. You say okay. Okay. Oh, they're okay.
Bug's right. Favorite album.
I just never was a Crue fan.
Bug's favorite album is Decade of Decadence.
They couldn't come up with a better name than that.
That's not
bad. His favorite album of all time was Candlebox's Lucy.
Oh man.
My favorite album is of Motley Crue is Girls, 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 actually.
So. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Even though I really love everything you did before that as well. So.
I hate that song. I really do.
The only reason I say that is because I'm not a big fan of the Girls, Girls, Girls song.
I lumped that one.
That's
right
what they
there
named
with
the album. But my favorite song by them is Wild Side. So
I lumped that one right there up with
Warrant. No, it's not.
No, it's on Girls.
It's
on Cherry Pie.
No, it's not. It's on Girls.
Wild Side?
He knows. He's
Wild Side. It's on Girls.
He's
Girls, Girls, Girls.
He's
yes,
the president
he
of the Motley Crue fan club.
Yeah,
he
I know
knows these things.
So he's trying to prove me wrong. And he might want to have to Google
it. You have a phone right there.
Sure
look at it.
Get snorkel.
I'm pretty sure
snorkel.
Do you really want me to pull it up so I can prove it to you?
Snorkel.
You're
not yeah. Might as well right here in front of everybody.
Okay, well, snorkel. Go to talking so I pull this up
I am.
So I can prove it to you.
Bug's trying to tell me that Wild Side is off of Girls, Girls, Girls.
He said he wasn't going to talk tonight anyway.
Yeah, he was not supposed to be. He's supposed to be Googling the whole time.
Snorkel.
Snorkel. Have to Google everything y'all say.
Snorkel.
Goggle, snorkel, whatever.
Just snorkel. Yes.
Wild Sides.
I don't know. I look again, not a Crue fan.
I could be wrong, but.
Do you have glasses?
No.
No.
I don't have glasses on.
I have glasses on.
You want me to throw the phone at you so you can see it close up?
God, dude, that thing is so, so physical.
So
just
violent.
So you know, right,
so
here,
violent.
Right here.
Motley Crue, Wild Side.
Huh?
Album.
Uh-huh.
Girls, Girls, Girls,
right,
1987.
Hey, folks, just so you know, Mudbug proved
well,
me wrong.
See, that's what?
That song, Wild Side?
So, rock and roll. You were thinking it was on Theater of Pain,
rock
but it's
and
not
roll
on Theater
from,
of Pain.
From 1980 to 1989 doesn't exist.
In what world?
In my world.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry.
You were thinking it was on Theater of Pain with Livewire and...
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
With Motley Crue, the Theater of Pain, that was the one before that. It was 2 years before they did Girls, Girls, Girls. Girls, Girls, Girls.
I don't know where I was thinking, but I wasn't thinking it was on.
I that's checked out
that,
of.
That's the year that they did tour in Tommy Lee, who's actually my favorite drummer. He's my favorite drummer. Not drummer like I'm not saying he's a grace, but he did the.
Yeah,
he twirled himself twirled. Instead of his drumsticks.
Yeah, correct.
When he did the flipping of the.
I checked out of rock and roll about 1980.
And did you ever check back in?
Checked back in around 90. Yeah.
What did you tell them when you checked back in?
I checked back in and said,
you say you were in D Hall or something?
Yes.
Timeout?
It was a timeout.
He checked back in 1990 when it was time to...
Oh.
Not time for Pantera to kick
you
ass.
You had to serve your penalty time is what it was.
Penalty time.
Penalty.
Yeah.
And that what did they do in hockey or something?
I don't know. I don't pay attention
hockey.
To sports.
Who plays hockey?
Hockey players.
Oh, hockey players.
This is Texas.
It don't get cold enough to play hockey down here. Yeah. I think that's why this hockey teams never last.
It's Texas.
How do you answer the Dallas Stars then?
I think say Dallas Stars, Texas. Hello.
I don't know. Beach volleyball.
Why do we?
But aren't they? But they could.
Yeah, beach volleyball.
But they
female beach volleyball. That's I mean that's how I call it.
They didn't win the championship. They didn't win the championship, but they were in the playoffs this year. One of the final four.
How about those Astros? Hmm.
That's not hockey.
I or didn't say or it was. Female beach volleyball.
I just want to get back to something that I like.
Which is
Astros.
I love Houston Astros.
Go Astros. Right now,
all I know is Altuve got hurt. Right.
What?
That's what I didn't I read that? No, Altuve got hurt.
If that happened, the season would be over already. I'm down.
I mean, for real.
They would postpone the season if Altuve got hurt.
I didn't. When did that happen? Today?
No, I thought he got hurt a couple of days ago, and he missed a couple of games.
He set out. No, he just didn't go to the All-Star game.
I thought he got hurt
because of the injuries that are happening on our team. Well, plus sometimes he broke his hand beginning of the year.
Sometimes if they're really tired, they just skip.
He's like, no, I'm tired. Yeah. He pulled a mud bug.
I don't blame him.
Well,
he pulled a mud bug. He's like, no, I'm tired. I'm not playing.
Altuve has actually played since he came back off his injury at the beginning of the year when he played in the World Series Classic thing for Venezuela.
Okay.
Where the country he's from.
I don't know.
He played for them. He got his hand. He broke his hand in that competition. Then when he finally made it back and started playing, and he pretty much hasn't missed a game since then, which is the beginning of the
season. We should start another podcast called SIA, which would be Sports Idiots and Alcohol.
Oh, okay.
And then both of y'all can talk about sports, and I can sit here and go,
That's interesting. I hadn't thought of that before.
No, both of y'all would look at me like you'd have no clue what I'm saying. Which
that's
what,
a good thought.
What I say, but when he came back, he's been playing, and that's why he's not playing in
the All-Star game. I never looked at it that way before.
But him and Kyle Tucker and
other guy that plays for Bergman.
No.
Carlos Correa.
He quit 2017 as he won the World Series with us. He retired.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Val Kilmer.
He won't even come back and even show his face anymore.
Bug told me when he starts talking about sports, I'm not supposed to say anything.
Yuli Gurriel.
He plays for another team.
So does Carlos Correa.
Yeah.
You know so does team? George Springer.
Hey, so.
You know what team?
No, Mets or the Rockets or the.
Mets or Rockets?
This is literally the worst podcast ever. We are. No, I was going to say we're Trace Beardos, but we're not Trace. We are Trace Beardos.
We are the three beards.
We are the three beards of Texas Radio 1, but we're not doing Trace Beardos. We're doing MIA, which is Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. I guess that's Trace Beardos doing Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, right?
Correct.
I guess that's
might as well be.
Out. Yeah. So that's pretty awesome. I never really thought about that. This is Trace Beardos.
Greatest Western of all time.
The greatest Western of all time.
Star Wars. Star Wars.
Just the Mandalorian effect. Yeah. I'm sorry, folks. Y'all going to have to tune
greatest
in.
Greatest rock band of all time.
Y'all are killing me. I can't whistle.
The B-52s.
That'd be like saying, never mind.
Number one rock song of all time, Rock Lobster.
That's killing me.
Hey, can y'all hear my tears? Can y'all hear my tears?
So talk about nonsense.
That's nonsense.
Oh, man.
The New York Dolls. There you go. How about that? That's pulling a band out of obscurity.
Man, I tell you what, some of the stuff that we'll come up with. So, is it time for us to be done yet?
I think so, probably. I mean, yeah, it is. It actually is.
All right, hey, folks, all you folks driving down the road listening to us, for whatever reason that you chose to listen to us,
suckers,
we do greatly apologize.
We got you again.
No, wait, we do greatly apologize.
Yeah.
No, really. We do thank you for listening.
No, thank you very much.
But we do apologize.
I hope you're as entertained as we are.
as we seem to entertain ourselves. But yes.
If you got something you want us to talk about or something you would rather us not talk about, make sure you send us a message at 936-333-1843. I'm not Johnny Cash. This guy over here is the Big Plush. This guy over here is Mudbug.
Yep.
We are
Sir?
MIA, which is Music, Idiots, and Alcohol.
Yep.
Come back next week.
Next week. And we'll talk about what a huckleberry is.
Huckleberry.
Huckleberries.
You want to talk about huckleberries?
I'll let you know where that term came from.
Oh, alrighty.
Val Kilmer says, I'm your huckleberry. And what it actually is.
We can do that.
You better make a note of that because we'll forget. Everybody be like, oh, you didn't,
I can't
you.
Write.
You didn't tell me. No, we know.
It's all right. Hey, thank y'all very much.
Hey, appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Love you.
Bye now.
Love you too.
I love you, boy.
Nice
love
job,
you,
boy.
Bye bye. Good night, Johnny.
Good night, Caroline.
Good night, Not. Good night.
Good night, Captain Cluck.
Bye, your Cluck.
This has been a Texas Radio 1 podcast. For more information, visit TexasRadio1.com.